Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to make our picks today for some of these matchups coming up at 7:40. There are some interesting lines. We've been talking about it throughout the week. The Bama, the Georgia, obviously the top seven matchup between Indiana and Oregon. But I do want to talk quickly about the Red River Rivalry, they call it now, which is happening at the Texas State Fair. There's been a lot of conversation around quarterback John Mateer. Remember, he was on kind of a Heisman campaign for Oklahoma before he gets injured just a couple of weeks ago. Has the hand procedure, I believe it was, from Dr. Shin out there in Oklahoma, a miracle worker of sorts. Here's Brent Venables talking yesterday about John Mateer's recovery.
I don't know anything about the injury. So I'm just, when they tell me he's available, I'll let y'all know.
Brent, you talked about the rest of the season.
Oh, sorry.
Preserving that. Just how's that balance? How are you going about
it? I'm just lean on the doctors. I'm not an expert in any of it.
Yeah, I got okey-doked right there. It was a little bit of a double dutch when it comes to playing the clip. You know, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. Got to fully commit. He was upgraded to probable. Upgraded to probable yesterday.
I'm still not sure Venables isn't done talking. I don't know. He might be taking a long pregnant pause there.
It reminded me of when Steak asked Raheem a question in his opening press.
Do you want me to answer your question? That was great. I forgot about that. I mean,
so good.
Look, we called this the other day. I said if he's questionable, he's playing.
I said the same thing.
I said we.
Yeah.
We talked about it, and I was like, and you agree with me, and we were going talking about it. I mean, that there was no reason to even update his status if he wasn't going to play.
The reason I reacted that way is because I watched two different shows yesterday. Well, one was a podcast, one was a show, where they all reacted completely different. And they were like, this is smoke and mirrors. He's not going to play. This is them just trying to throw Texas off. They practiced indoors in great weather the other day, kind of be secretive about it. I don't know, man. You and I both said it yesterday. If he's probable, he's playing. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I even thought.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Even when he was questioned, probable he's playing. There's no doubt.
Let me ask you from this angle, because this was floated yesterday on the socials and a couple of the things I was listening to. They were basically saying if he's not like 1,000%, don't play him, because Oklahoma can still get into the playoff conversation with a close loss, and they know the committee will go back and look at an injury and say, well, they were without their quarterback at the time.
I also think the committee, if the committee's looking that closely, then they're going to say they lost closely to Texas, who despite their struggles, they still have some good players on that team, and it was Mateer's first game back, and he was limited. So if they're looking as closely as that these people are saying, they're going to take that into account too. And look, I think Oklahoma could lose two games and make the playoff. We've talked about this. They're sixth in the country right now. They've got a championship caliber defense. So we've seen the blueprint. Florida showed you the blueprint last week to beat Texas. Run the ball down their throat. Because they are not good against the run for whatever reason, and they're not good up front on offense either.
Yeah.
So Oklahoma is good on both. I know they're good. They're good defensively up front. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up and tell you I know how great their offensive line is, but I know their defensive line is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a better. And I'm trying to think. I think you could say that. Maybe when Lane and Kirby face off, but I don't know that there's a better offensive head coach versus defensive head coach matchup. Like, this is pretty good. Like, we're going to see Sark has to pull a rabbit out of his hat with everything they have going on. And I've agreed with some of the takes I've seen. I think Arch Manning is catching a lot of flack that should be shouldered on Steve Sarkisian.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Their offensive line's been terrible. They have no missed tackles. They don't look like they're playing a tough brand of football. I'll be curious to see what Brent Venables is able to roll out.
They didn't reload in the trenches the way everyone just assumed they did.
Yeah.
And Arch has suffered for it. Not to mention the weight of the world's been put on him. I mean, he was everybody's Heisman favorite. He was everybody's first. I mean, there were NFL analysts saying the Saints. Yeah, sorry, I dropped the ball on that one. They were saying that the Saints were going to tank for Arch.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
I mean, how's that looking right now?
The Browns too.
I mean, so tell you what, man, we assume a lot in this business.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, so from one rivalry game to another one, we're going to talk a little bit about Auburn against Georgia. And I said this to Rusty yesterday. This matchup to me is a lot about can Georgia get home on Jackson Arnold. I think that Hugh Freeze will do everything in his power to be able to kind of move the pocket, move things around to make sure that that's not happening. But can Georgia's front four, or maybe even a plus one, get home on Jackson Arnold, who loves to hold the ball? If I gave you the over-under Georgia having 2.5 sacks on Jackson Arnold.
I'd take the over because he's
going to burp the baby.
Jackson Arnold is what Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are. He'll find a team that doesn't get sacks, and he'll throw them 2 or 3 sacks because he holds the ball. Now,
Caleb Williams, another
Caleb kid. Williams is notorious. Caleb Williams and Russell Wilson seemingly run into them.
Mm-hmm.
Justin holds the ball a little long. Those other two guys run into them. And sometimes skip the ball down the field.
Yeah. That obviously is going to be an interesting game coming up this weekend. That crazy things happen at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Crazy things happen down there.
I've not been to near as many college football stadiums as you because you played in so many. But I've been to a few SEC schools, and Jordan-Hare is the loudest one I've ever been to. The 2006 wow. Florida-Auburn game, which was, I think, Florida was like second or third, and it had Tebow. They were undefeated. It was a freshman year. Tebow was the title.
First league, yeah.
Yeah. That was the second half of that game. I've never heard a stadium louder. I had a splitting migraine headache. It was so loud in there.
Yeah. That's going to be kind of interesting to watch go out and play. One of the popular upset picks of the week is obviously my Alabama Crimson Tide headed up to play in Como at noon. Both these lines look like they're the same, right in the same window. 3, 3.5 for both these games. We've talked about it throughout the week. Missouri's a really good football team, but the way I keep looking at them is they ain't played nobody, Paul. Like, and I think that – is it Ahmad Hardy, the name that running back? Number one running back right now in the country in terms of yards gained. Bama's defensive front's going to have to play at a very high level if they're going to come out and win, or simply keep your offense on the field the entire game.
What worries me about this is the time.
Yep, I agree.
It is so hard. Like, whenever I see – it's been a long time, but whenever my college team is good and they have a noon kick anywhere – on the road, it just terrifies me.
Yeah.
Hell, even when they're – I mean, it terrifies me more now. Florida had to play Miss State last year in Starkville at 11
a.m. That's a rough one. I've been there. I mean, I've played a couple of those rough 11 Central games. Oh, dude. At Vandy, at Arkansas, at Mississippi State, those are absolutely brutal when that wake-up call comes.
The good thing is Columbia will be rocking, right?
Yeah.
That place will be – it'll be rocking because it's a big game. But it's just hard. It's just everything's moved up. And you've played two physical teams in a row, Alabama has.
You also, I don't know that you've completely buried the whole thought that your defense stinks on the road the way that Kalen DeBoer's defense and Kane Womack's defense has over the last couple of years. Obviously what happened against Florida State happened. You lost at Oklahoma in a team that was playing left-handed against Oklahoma last year. There's a lot of things that they need to cross over. Here's what I will say, because I've hated this since it started happening, but the one change that Kalen DeBoer has made, other than, against what Nick Saban used to do, they practice in the morning. So I wonder if that will help,
maybe,
a noon Central game, the fact that they usually are on the field at 8 a.m.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kalen, I think Kalen DeBoer is kind of – he kind of gets a bad rap to me at times in this conference. Like, I think he's a very good coach. Problem is, Eli Drinkwitz kind of lives for these little games.
He does.
And he's a little bit of a mad scientist.
I agree.
So
this is the biggest game to me. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. It feels like the biggest game to me of his tenure at Missouri.
Oh, I believe so with what's on the line. Look where they are. And I know that they haven't really played anybody. They're 5-0. They're 14th in the country. I'm going now. I want to see what Missouri's schedule is because it's this game, and then it's kind of a tough stretch with Auburn, at Auburn, at Vandy, which is tougher than we realized. Then home versus A&M, and then looming is Oklahoma around right before Thanksgiving, and Mississippi State is not a walk through either.
Mississippi State's going to knock off one of these games at some point for sure.
This would be a huge win to give them a big push.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's not only how big the game is, but it's trying to look forward to see what would happen if they did win. And I think that's a big topic of conversation up there in Como, Missouri this weekend. We still have so many more college football games that I want to break down. Man, it's such a good slate tomorrow. We obviously will do more college football at 7:40 today, and make sure you stick with us to listen to all that. We are the Morning Shift. We're live from Buckhead Landing out here having a great time, 3300 Piedmont Road. It's. I know they call the Taj Mahooters, the Hooters up in Buford.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with a name for this Publix by the end of this.
Yeah.
This place is insane. We're literally sitting in a sports bar in Publix.
Well, the Palace of Publixes.
See, we got to talk to somebody about the plural of Publix.
Publix.
I just don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think Publicy.
We can work. We can work.
I think Publix is just Publix. It's like there's not an S on other stores. Like, you know, I don't know, but we're sitting in a sports bar. We're just sitting in a sports bar, and we're looking at a coal oven that cooks pizza. That the fire is burning, and in between it is produce.
Just down to warm bagel. Oh man, we're having a good time out here. Make sure you come by and hang out. 3300 Piedmont Road, a lot of fun. Just a beautiful, beautiful complex they've got going on here. Hey, we're gonna roll on. It is a Falcons Friday. They play on Monday. But we have so much more to get to. A lot of sound coming out of Flowery Branch yesterday. We're going to hear from Zach Robinson once again on the other side. He's talking about the switch down to coaching on the sideline and what the differences might be, whether or not he's going to stay down there. Stick with us here at the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.